"What's all that din?" Ryder had been woken by Bakshit hammering on the blockhouse door. "One of the Egyptian officers is here with a message from Gordon Pasha," Bakshit shouted back. Ryder's heart sank. No news from Chinese Gordon was ever good. He reached for his trousers and boots and pulled them on. The Egyptian had two black eyes and a scabbed, swollen lower lip. "What happened to you, Captain?" Ryder asked. "There was a food riot at the arsenal when the general reduced the ration. I was hit in the face by a stone." "I'd heard that your troops shot 20 of the rioters." "That is correct," the officer said hotly. "To restore order, the general was forced to shoot only 12. "How abstemious of him," Ryder murmured. "He also had trouble with the rioters and was forced to shoot," the captain added. "Only 2, but they killed one of my men first." Ryder was relieved to have confirmation of the shooting at the arsenal. Gordon was no longer in a position to point the finger at him. "I understand that you have a message for me from Gordon Pasha." "The general wishes to see you at Mukran Fort as soon as possible. I am to escort you there. Will you please make ready to leave at once?" Schoolboy being called to the headmaster's study, Ryder thought wryly. He took his hat down from the peg on the wall. "Very well. I'm ready."